Morning and welcome. My mind was going this past week of something I had written, some thoughts I had written, and it's kind of not unusual for me to, either in the middle of the night or sometimes, sit down and write. But then what I have to share this morning is more of what God is trying to tell me to. There's a verse, I think, somewhere it talks about, enlarge the borders of your tent and strengthen the stakes that remain. You can turn your Bibles to Psalms 46. That's part of what we'll look at, but I know some weeks ago I talked about the fact of what do we do? What does a person do, or how does a person prepare for the bend in the road? And this is some of the thoughts that God brought to me. It says, why must I face a bend in the road? Why do I have to carry a heavy load? I need to see Jesus as my divine abode and face once again another bend in the road. How do you daily apply grace when it hurts? How do you fix problems and rise from the dirt? Jesus will heal all if we only ask. He will love, guide, comfort in every task. I know life gets busy and cares pile up. There are misunderstandings that are hard to resolve. I want to find answers from God, from the triune God, and keep striving on as we travel this sod. We need to keep on believing that God is our shield. Keep on trusting for a fruitful yield, to have a heart that is open to truth, knowing that God is our pilot with absolute growth. Day by day, keep my hand in God's hand so I can strive to that heavenly land. Keep trusting in God's word. Keep walking the right path, to avoid empty promises and destroy the Goliaths of Gath. Fret not for the bend in the road, when faithful will lead to our heavenly abode, eternally with the Father, Jesus, and all of the loved ones in glory, to be with and never fall into the trap of human woe, eternally forever, where love will continue to flow. As I pondered that a little bit, it was like later on, if I would have tried to write that again, I had to realize it was the Spirit of God moving my pen. How open am I to that Spirit, that Holy Spirit? Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, in the holy place of the tabernacle, the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. And this verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. Among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. Today, we serve a God that is all-powerful, a God who is almighty, a God who is omnipotent, omnipresent. He's the Holy One. He's everywhere. Do we really ponder that and think about that? Are we thankful for that today? Verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that He is God. He is the one that knows our path. He's the one that knows what we're going to go through. He knows our trials. He knows our tests, even before they come. He knows our uncertainty. He knows our fear. We have to lay that stuff down and be still and know that He is God. Psalms 23. Let's say this psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God is asking us to be still and know that He is God. In the path of the valleys. Look at Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. He is our shepherd. Is He really our shepherd? Do we really trust Him with everything? Do I trust Him with everything? I will admit I don't. And I have to come to the fact, I want to come to the part of trusting Him with everything. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us by still waters. He cares about you, me. He cares about us. He restores our soul. Restoration. He brings restoration to the soul that is weary, to the soul that is troubled. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God did not promise to lead us around the valley, but He promised to lead us, walk through the valley with us. Sometimes He has to carry us. Are we thankful for that today? Are we thankful that in 2021 we can say, yes, I'm a Christian. I'm thankful for what He does for us. But let's look at today, 2021. Are we still thankful for the divine shepherd? He prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Does your cup run over this morning in Jesus? Are you thankful for the cross of Christ? We talk about the cross. We talk what He did for us on that cross. Are we thankful? Truly thankful? Or do we say, well, it's just another story. May it be the story of our life that we're thankful. My cup runneth over. We are a blessed people today. We're still living in a nation that we have some freedom. Do not take that freedom for granted. We can't. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We will dwell in the house of the Lord. We will be with Him in heaven. We're faithful to Him now. And today, what are we doing with that faithfulness? God sees us and is aware of everything that we go through. God cares about everything we go through. God grieves when we hurt, but He also loves us when we hurt. And we have the promise that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And then going back to that verse, be still and know that He is God. Is He your God today? My God today? We sing that song, "These are the days of Elijah." Folks, we need to wake up. Today is the days of Elijah. Today is the time to make our calling and election sure. Today is the day of, as it were, of judgment. God is watching our lives. What are we doing with that? What with that walk? Be still and know that He is God. Let's turn in your Songs of Life and Praise. This song has been pressed in my mind during the night when I was working over the facility, new facility there. This song came to my mind, and let's just stand and sing this song. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, are we glad for the cross? But we need to be glad for the one who died on the cross, the one who was buried, resurrection, and interceding for us. Are we glad for that today? Let's sing a song. Just suppose God said to heaven, He couldn't find what we're willing to be. The supreme sacrifice that was needed, and would die to blood for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called the Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for the death of Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. But I'm so glad He was willing to drink this bitter cup. All the